Recollecting the Life of the Buddha. So here we're reflecting on the stages, the archetypal stages even, in the Buddha's own life story and practice. And seeing that they are reflected as far as we've come in our own. So the Buddha started off with the same ignorance and weaknesses that we do. He too experienced dissatisfaction in his life in the palace, even though he had all he could ask for. He too experienced turbulence and confusion on encountering old age, sickness and death. He too felt strongly drawn to a spiritual quest, though he didn't know all that it might involve. And he went forth, as we do, to find out more. Sometimes he made mistakes and practiced willfully in his enthusiasm to reach his goal. He experienced struggle and doubt, even on the verge of breaking through to awakening. The thought came to him in the guise of Mara, "Who am I to think I can gain enlightenment? What right have I to sit on the diamond throne?" So we reflect. The Buddha was born as we are born. What the Buddha overcame, we too can overcome. I too have a precious human life, gratitude, opportunity, resources. I live in a country where I'm free to practice. I have intelligence and reasonable health of body and mind. I've met the Dharma in a form that I can understand and relate to. I have teachers and spiritual friends to guide and support me. And I can reflect on my own progress, that I have changed, that I am changing, that I have grown spiritually and am growing, and that this can continue without limit and is held back only by the limitations I put on myself. So if awakening is attainable, why should I not become awakened? Letting these reflections rouse our faith, encourage our commitment and sincere effort.